the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we commemorate the fathers of the First Ecumenical Council. This council was convened, as you know, in Nicaea in 325. It was a very, very important time in the life of the Church. This council was convened to address the heretical challenges to the apostolic faith by presbyter in the Church of Alexandria, known as Arius. In today's reading from Acts, St. Paul warns the elders of the Church of Ephesus against, as the term he uses is a very descriptive term, savage wolves. That's a very descriptive term for heretics. Savage wolves, who will come among you from the outside, and even from among yourselves, men will rise up speaking perverse things to draw the disciples after themselves. Therefore, watch. This danger is from without and from within, because the evil one has many different schemes that he tries to attack the church with. And the truth of the gospel, the truth of the apostolic faith, if he can sully that, then he can tear away the unity of the church. And of course, this is exactly what took place when he made his infamous statement that there was a time when Christ was not. That, in other words, he was a created being, that he was not and is not God. There are plenty of people out there that believe that. We do not believe that. The heresy of Arianism was a frontal assault by the evil one on the apostolic faith. That this heretic attacked the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ is no surprise. If he was not and is not fully God, then anything that he accomplished had no efficacy in delivering us from our sins. By the leading of the Holy Spirit, these 318 bishops, presbyters, and deacons came together with one voice and condemned the false teaching of Arius. Our Lord Jesus, in his high priestly prayer, which we have today in our gospel reading from John 17, prays to the Father that his people will be made one, just as Christ and the Father and the Holy Spirit are one. The evil one's intention is to fragment the body of Christ. And if he can get the body of Christ to go in every which direction except that which is the unity of the faith, then he has done exactly what he has tried to do. So with one voice, the church refuted this evil, affirming the divinity of Jesus Christ. With this essential peg in the ground, laying the foundation for all of the other councils that came after it. If you think that the false teachings of Arius do not have adherence today, you're mistaken. The same evil deception of representing our Lord Jesus as some sort of divinized creature that is not the second person of the Godhead incarnate is lurking out there in the world, and you can find it without much effort. And what is incumbent on us is with one mind and one heart and one voice to proclaim with word and deed that Christ is in our midst and that he is true God of true God. What we believe about God is not only important, it is essential. And it's not a matter of personal opinion. It is a matter of our conforming to that which has been believed everywhere, always, by all, as St. Vincent of Lorenz wrote famously in his commonatory in the 5th century. Like these 318 brave and faithful bishops, priests, and deacons, we must know there before anything else, our Lord Jesus Christ is God incarnate, and as our great high priest continually offers himself as that once for all perfect sacrifice for our sins. May we not ever lose sight of the unity of the faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.
Have mercy.
Does the faithful pray for the catechumens that the Lord would have mercy on?